What did they do with the cut-out shells?
For a while, they didn't do anything with them. They were just no good for nothing. Then Nord Buffum over here got the idea that he could crush them up. So we shipped carload after carload, box carloads of them, over to Nord Buffum, and he would crush them up and make chicken grit out of them. Now that went over real big, so Bill Waters bought a crusher, an old hammer mill, and hooked it onto the motor up here, and we crushed shell. And we sold an awful lot of chicken grit. But the majority of them that he cut out, we'd haul off to ditches. And they, you'd be surprised, they're the best things to fill a ditch with ever you ever seen in your life. You take a bunch of them, just throw it in a ditch, make a little island along a 2-foot ditch, and first rain comes, they'll be covered up. Water goes through them, but the mud catches, and that stops the wash. That hill all over on that side of town up there, I expect I've hauled 1,000 ton up there and filled ditches with them.
I heard they used to decorate graves with them too.
Well, some people do. There's one grave out at Green Pond that's made a solid concrete cover, and these shells are put in there like that. Mm-hmm. And they've been there so long that this bark has all bleached off of them. They're white.